Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. This is Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread. What a great blessing to have another week to get into God's Word together. What a great blessing to come back to James. We're calling it the Gospel according to James. Remember, the half-brother of Jesus, likely converted after the resurrection, became the senior pastor of the church at Jerusalem. And, by the way, also remember that he became known as a godly man and would die a martyr's death 28 years later after the ascension of Jesus Christ, when he was cast from the pinnacle of the temple there in Jerusalem, prior to the destruction of the temple and the city of Jerusalem in 66 A.D. But here we are looking at what he writes. It's called kind of wisdom literature. It mirrors Ecclesiastes and the Song of Solomon and the book of Proverbs from the Old Testament. It's wisdom literature is the way it's set up. But what he does is he goes after the issues of life with gospel solutions, but then he follows the pathway back to our hearts and then says, now how can the gospel change our hearts? Because the heart of the problem is always the problem with the heart. Our problem's not external. Our problem is internal. And so here he comes with another glorious statement in James 1:16. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So here, James is telling us a number of glorious truths. The first one is this. There are a lot of good things in this world, and you can do good works in this world. But ultimately, anything good has its origination with God. Every good gift, every perfect gift, comes from above. That doesn't mean we can't do good things for the Lord, and even those who aren't saved can do some good things as God's common grace restrains us from being as evil as we would be. But ultimately, the only time anything good comes forth from the creation, then that means God has originated it. It started with Him. So if I want God to do a good thing in me and through me, where do I go? I go to God, and I go to Him asking for His strength and to do good gifts in and through me. And praise God, the name that is identifying God in the text is Father of Lights. In other words, God not only establishes a father relationship with us, notice what we're talking about. Good gifts originate from God. We originate from God. Our salvation originates from God. Our Father who gave His Son, who gave Himself that we might have life. The Father who sent the Spirit to bring us from death unto life. The Father of Lights. In other words, it is God's nature to reveal Himself. It is God's nature to give good gifts. It is God's nature to reveal Himself in all of His glory and to reveal Himself graciously so that we might know salvation. Now, why does God do this? Because He is the Father of Lights. But He then gives it in a negative. There is no variation. There is no changing of Him or because of shadows within Him. God is pure light. He is righteous and He is revealing Himself. And there is no variation. God is immutable. He does not change. He does not diminish, nor does He improve, because He is perfect in His existence. And in His perfections, He makes Himself known. Therefore, when He tells us something, we can know it is truth. When He works in us, we can know that it is a work that has eternal value because the eternal God of glory has done it, and there is no changing with Him. Therefore, He has the ability to change us to be like Him. Well, how does He change us to be like Him? That's what He gives in the very next verse, in verse 18. Join me tomorrow from a unbelievably expansive and intensive verse, James 1:18, and I'll see you tomorrow for another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.